hemos visto, de estar en presencia del Nani.
Yes, and not only for your country, but how you yourself feel about what, how do you see all of this, you see?
Ah, y dice que cómo vimos cada uno de nosotros, la experiencia personal de cada uno de nosotros en este Narvidi.
Let me
It
see.
was really different this time. The energy was much stronger. I understood deeper the five agnas. It's amazing, but after 9, 10 years of being Mahatma, still you have things to understand about the five agnas that we are talking all the time about that.
Yes.
But I understood. But I think that for the first time in my life, I understood what five agnas are, to be in five agnas. So we had 13 new Mahatmas in Argentina, and we work very closely with Brazilian and Chilean Mahatmas as one community. So it was great. Everything great.
That's wonderful. That's why we call it Akram Vignan Sudh America. You see? You see, this is for,
Yes.
it's not, these divisions are man-made in terms of borders, And yet, the energy that is there within is the same energy within all human beings, you see. And you see this also exemplified so beautifully, this energy in a relative transformation in this World Cups. For instance, we saw Mexico play Ecuador and all of this unbelievably amazing energy coming out because of the focus. Yes, it is. They're so intensely involved in, winning for their country, winning, winning, winning. But yeah, so it's really nice, you see. It's really nice to see that, from our view of the Gnata Drashta, the spectators, when you talk to somebody like this, you go near the opposite team player, and you say something in his ear. You wonder what that man must have said to him. Just as his palabras, what he must have said to him that he got a red card, and he says, "You're out." And your entire team plays with, one less player for the rest of the game, you see. Isn't that something,
Translate. Pati.
¿Quieres traducir, Patrick?
Ah, sí, bueno, Damián dijo que después de 9, 10 años de estar escuchando y leyendo sobre las cinco agnas, esta vez tuvo un entendimiento mucho más profundo. Sobre las cinco agnas, ¿no? Y que fue muy bueno trabajar muy unidos, Argentina, Chile, Brasil, y que se formó un equipo, ¿no? Y solo cual Yuda le dice que en realidad las fronteras no existen, porque la energía está dentro de cada ser humano, que está dentro de cada ser humano es lo mismo. Lo podemos ver, ¿no? Con esta Copa Mundial de Fútbol, Ecuador y México, cómo se unen, y la energía que generan. Y desde lo real, desde el Gnan, es poder ver desde Gnata Drashta, tener esa visión, ¿no? Porque también vemos que, por ejemplo, en un partido de fútbol, un jugador tapa su boca para decirle algo a otro jugador. Y aparece el árbitro, le saca la tarjeta roja y queda un jugador y juegan con uno menos que el resto. Pero que lo más importante es que estemos todos unidos. Y lo que Patricia entendió es jugar en equipo con los otros países para poder ir creciendo cada vez más.
You see, The with reference to when you see this, another thing that I kind of ex observed, I kind of another thing that I was impressed with is that these human beings have such strong bodies, amazing. They're in fact amazingly trained and very muscular, but not only just trained in every way. The body mind coordination of these human beings is beyond imagine, beyond the ordinary, you see, and their ability to quickly kind of process information and then react so naturally, for in 90 minutes or sometimes even more, you see, it is something to behold. But more importantly, you see that they take so much physical beating, throwing, the body, you get thrown down to the ground, you get thrown, two people crush you, etc. But they can take that. But this verbal thing, this palabras, he says something to the other team, and you and I don't have to imagine what, do not have to know what he said in his ear, something horribly negative or an abusive, you see. And that is given a much worse punishment. You see, this red card is the worst thing, you're thrown out. Whereas all of these other body beatings, maybe at the most you'll get a yellow card, or it's a play on. You see, now, so it is that coming to Dada, he says, Dada says, it is better to slap somebody or hit somebody, because that physical blow will heal, but anything that is delivered through the speech that is hurtful, it is highly dangerous because it just carries on, you see. It feels like somebody has just, it's so deep. The blow of the speech is so deep that it feels, can you, somebody, it gets imprinted on your heart, you see. The other says it gets imprinted on your heart, like it gets burnt in, like just like they burn the ownership symbols of ownership letters of the cattle in Argentina. This is my cow or my bull, etc. See, so it gets burnt and it doesn't heal. It doesn't heal easily. You see, the wounds, the physical wounds heal, you see.
Otra cosa que observa es los cuerpos de los jugadores, ¿no? Toda la fuerza que tienen, todo el entrenamiento que llevan, y que corren y que tienen la fuerza y están preparados físicamente para poder golpear a otro, para saber tirarse al pasto. Pero está la palabra también, ¿no? Y esas palabras que nosotros no escuchamos porque se tapan la boca, esas palabras, no sabemos cuál es la palabra, pero son palabras que son horribles. Entonces ahí lo peor que le puede pasar al jugador es que le saquen la tarjeta colorada. Eso es lo peor. Con la amarilla siguen jugando, pero con la colorada no. Entonces Dada dice que es mucho mejor pegarle un cachetazo a alguien porque esa herida va a sanar. Pero con las palabras pegan en el corazón y generan una herida que van a seguir cargando porque es como una impresión. Y en esas palabras no sanan, no sanan. Las heridas del cuerpo sí, pero las heridas del corazón a través de las palabras que se dicen no sanan.
So you see, this Dada has defined the differences in the blows that the human beings suffer. You see, if the body has been given a blow or the body is hurting, You see, or there's pain somewhere in the body. It's physical pain. You see, this physical pain is called kashta. You see, it's called kashta, and then the pain in the mind is simply the pain in the mind. But the pain in the mind is in the form of, can be very severe if it is in the form, if it is a very scornful speech. Get out of here! Don't you come, you guys. Your parents and you, your family doesn't belong to us. We are of the upper class, you see. This class system that was introduced by human beings to preserve their superiority is one of the worst things that has happened to human beings, you see. They're all the same human beings, but lower class, upper class, upper class, you see.
El cuerpo duele, puede ser lastimado, pero ese dolor es un dolor, ¿no? Y eso va a pasar, eso se llama kashta. Pero el dolor en la mente, por hablar mal, ¿no? Escuchar las cosas que sean discriminatorias. Por ejemplo, la gente que se cree superior y trata a otras personas, en forma de que son, hay gente superior y hay gente inferior. Esa discriminación, es muy, muy dolorosa.
All as you and I know are blows that become overt, they come out as a result of the fact that they exist in the invisible form inside, you see, and with the circumstances. They ignite, you see, the circumstances they ignite. So even if you and as if they remain inside you, it eats you inside like a cancer. If it comes out, you think you have relieved yourself, you release them, but you're not released because when you if it comes out, it hurts the other and there is a reaction, you see. So these human beings are trapped in both ways. You see, once they don't know how to really kind of, say it, because it's there's so much suppressed, so much pain and hurt suppressed inside that, then they go around and they say, "How are you, Luz? How are you, Damien?" "Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine." But they have lost their capacity to really look at life with the view that, are there so much junk inside this me? I'm not talking about Mahatmas. I'm talking inside me that, you see everything from from the glasses of your hurt, of your pain, you see. Seeing the world through the glasses of your pain, you see.
That's fantastic. Bueno, sabemos que nosotros salimos, ¿no? Como resultado de este nuevo conocimiento, de saber que somos este ser invisible interno. Pero las personas pasa que hay tanto dolor dentro, y que lo dejan adentro, no lo sacan. Y eso termina transformándose en cáncer. Y si sale, van a estar lastimando a otras personas. Entonces, ¿cómo lo decimos, ¿no? ¿Cómo podemos, como que suprimimos, el que suprime se enferma y el que lo larga lastima? Entonces es como que se perdió la capacidad de hablar, porque te preguntan cómo estás y estoy bien, ¿no? Y no. Pero lo importante de todo esto es que nosotros vemos desde los anteojos, son los anteojos de nuestro dolor. Entonces vemos la vida a través de los anteojos del dolor.
I said this. So every human being comes in this world with dravya karma, the effect karma, and the effect karma essentially is that which unfolds, as you know, but it is modified through the underlying four kashas that you and I know about: anger, pride, deceit, greed, you see.
Bueno, todo lo que vemos es el dravya karma, ¿no? Es el efecto del karma y es lo que se va desenvolviendo frente a nosotros y son los kashas, nuestros kashas, la ira, el orgullo, la codicia, el engaño, el apego, la aversión. ¿Me desconecté yo o se desconectó Yuda?
Ayuda
Ah, está bien,
está,
está bien.
pero
Está, 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 está.
se le apagó,
Ahí
está
está.
ahí, pero se le apagó la cámara.
No, pero pensé que era yo.
No, no. No.
Okay, so sorry about that. I just wanted to. All
It's okay.
right, so now, yes, Luz, you want to say something?
¿Quieres decir algo, Luz?
Esa titana ayuda.
Yes, Lier, Luz.
Quiero preguntarle ayuda sobre una experiencia que Luz tuvo en San Pablo por primera vez, que era, por un lado estaba en un seva con mucho movimiento, el seva de las preguntas, muchos pasos. Y por el otro lado, con un solo auricular, Luz estaba escuchando al Nani y entendiendo lo que estaba diciendo el Nani. Como que hacía las dos cosas como bien, porque también estaba atenta al Seba. Y Luz tiene como la idea de que el chit está como en un lado o en el otro. Entonces observaba esa situación, no entendía bien qué estaba pasando, pero veía que estaba simultáneamente en los dos lados, bien, atenta, con la conciencia puesta ahí. Y quería ver si me podía explicar un poquito esto, porque es la primera vez que le pasa a Luz.
Luz wants to share an experience that happened in São Paulo. For
Yes.
the one side, she was doing seva. She has a seva to do. And for the other, she was with one headphone listening to the nanny's word. And she understood that the chit could be only in one place at the same time, but this time it was in two places at the same time. For the one side, doing seva, for the other side, listening to the nanny. So she wants, if you could explain her that that thing that happened to her for the first time.
Okay, this is interesting. First of all, what kind of seva were you doing while listening to the gnani?
¿Qué seva
Que
estabas haciendo, Luz?
el de las preguntas. Entonces es un seva que uno tiene que estar atento al que va a preguntar, darle para que escriba, separar y dejarles
She
una
was
copia.
with the sign asking for written questions.
Oh, I see.
So she was to be very
Well,
very focused on that because if
yeah.
anybody wants to, so that's how it was.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So now, there were, when Dadashri was present, physically present in this world, especially when he became, people began to realize that he is. No, he's a superhuman being. He is someone very special. Even though there had no questions, everybody wanted to just kind of sit around Dada. You say, just sit around Dada and not move, and just let him. They would listen to the questions in the satsang, but more importantly, they just wanted to sit around. You see. They didn't want to move away, Everybody would sit in a very crowded couch, crouched up behind each other on the floor, in these rooms, in this many rooms that Dada used to sit, you see. And then there were others who were assigned. And all of those people, including Dada, ultimately they could not leave without eating something afterwards, you see, in the home of the lady, host lady, all right? So yeah, go ahead, translate this much and then I tell you more.
Dice que los tiempos que Dada estaba presente físicamente, no se hacían muchas preguntas. La gente solo quería estar sentado muy cerca de él, ¿no? Y era como que estaban todos ahí como apretaditos, en su presencia y escuchándolo. Había preguntas, pero todos querían estar cerca de él y escuchar sus palabras. Y incluso cuando terminaba el satsang, esto se hacía en la casa de una mujer, y había comida, ¿no? Some food to share, ¿no? Comida para compartir.
Yeah, for everybody would eat, it's like this. So after the satsang is over, then they will feed Dada first, and then they will all have a meal, together. Now,
Bueno, primero comía Dada, lo alimentaban a Dada y después había comida para compartir con el
yeah.
resto de los mahatmas.
Now, so the ladies were cooking in the kitchen. You see, including the men helping them, they had no way of knowing what's going on in the satsang, you see, and so a couple of them came to Dada and said, "Dada, we are missing out," you see, and Dada says, "Come here, let me tell you something. All of you who are serving outside, you are gaining much more benefit than the ones who are sitting here in front of me." You see?
Sure.
Yeah. He says, "You will not realize it, but you're getting much more benefit." And I was amazed by that sentence when I first heard it. But, subsequently, of course, we got more and more sophisticated in the electronics, but this is after Dada Sri left this body. Left his world, left his body, and then of course they would put, remote, my speakers in the kitchens where the ladies are working, and then now of course in some other city and elsewhere also in Guru Purnima you can see the whole. And about the gnani on video, you see. So even when you're doing your cutting your vegetables or cooking the food, you see. So things have changed. But what does Dada mean when he says that when you are serving, preparing, serving for the gnani, you're gaining much more than sitting in front of me here listening to the satsang, and I interpret it as it has much more to do with the heart than the brain, you see. When you sit in front of the heart, you have somehow, as when you sit in front of the with sit when you do the work with your heart, truly want to do something for the whole presence of the, this whole function, the whole satsang program. Whereas when you sit in front of the gnani, you have to sit down, focus, and learn more about the question and answers, etc. The answers, you see. So, which is more beneficial? The other Shri says, both are beneficial, but that those who are saying, "Enough, I've just like Damian is saying, I have the five agnas, I have received more. This is not so many years I have been with the gnani. Let me do all the outside work. Let all these people sit near the gnani," you see. So you learn, you benefit much more, you see, because now it's all the work is at the level of the heart. It is not at the level of satsang, understanding words, you see. Beyond the understanding of the words now begins the work that is naturally delivered through the heart, open heart.
Yes. Beautiful. No, dice Dada que escuchar el satsang, estar en satsang, es beneficioso, pero también estar en servicio para Dada es más beneficioso todavía, ¿no? Los que sirven son más beneficiados. Y había mujeres que estaban en la cocina en esa época, preparando los vegetales y los alimentos, y no podían escuchar qué era lo que estaba pasando en el satsang. Entonces, le dijeron, y Dada dijo, lo que ustedes están haciendo, va con el trabajo que ustedes hacen, están siendo más beneficiadas que estar acá escuchando el satsang. Y por supuesto que hay tecnología, avanzaron, ahora después se pusieron parlantes en la cocina para que las personas puedan estar escuchando, ¿no? Pero en el servicio hay mucho más beneficio porque se hace desde el corazón y es un corazón que estar escuchando con el cerebro y tratando de entender. Ambos son beneficiosos. Pero bueno, acá vemos como Damián, después de tanto tiempo, puede tener esta experiencia, ¿no? De estar escuchando con el corazón abierto y así tiene un mayor entendimiento.
Yes. So it's good. You have had so much experience. Those in Akram Vignan and satsangs, etc. This and so you were serving. You were, serving. And you were saying beautifully that also what the answers were coming through were filtering. We're coming into you at the heart level, you see. So you didn't need to sit down and focus on what the Gnani is saying. You see, it in general, all the message, the fantastic message of the flawless one, you see, of Dada, you see, and the world seeing the world as flawless without faults, all of these things, understanding the nature of the fault and who am I in all of these faults, you see. All of this was coming so beautifully to you. So it was perfect, you see. You were not even asked to go in the kitchen and cook for them or bring food for the Gnani or etc., you see. So it was for you, it worked out beautifully, it's, you see, you were doing the natural work. Yeah, and those questions that required your intellect. Okay, they're useless. Don't worry about them. those that require for you to understand, Akram Vignan is not something that can be understood through the intellect. It is beyond the intellect. It is all about the heart and becoming known, being natural and being very comfortable with yourself. And recognizing that you are as precious as any other human being in this world, and everything that is beautiful is within you only. There is nothing more beautiful that you need to get from outside you, see. It's you see. Shuddhatma Bhagavan.
Dice que escuchamos muchas experiencias, ¿no? Y las escuchamos con el corazón abierto y escuchamos las experiencias de Dada, ¿no? Que no tiene falta, que, ¿no? Y podemos escuchar, podemos entender, pero también es estar presente en quién soy yo en estas faltas. Y es bellísimo esta experiencia, Luz, pero las preguntas son del intelecto y la Akram Vignan de lo que se trata es del corazón. Y vos sos tan preciosa en ti misma como todos los otros.
Yes, you see, you are a host. In the true sense, all of you, many of you are hosts, you see. And those new Mahatmas that came, the number is not important, but the ones who came are your guests, you see. And in India, we have, in all over India, and in our sacred texts too, we have a phrase, we have a term. I'll write it down. It's very beautiful. Let me go to chat. It's called Ati. Atithi. The one who. Is a guest. You see? And not only that, comes unexpectedly. You see? So in other words, this atithi unexpectedly, in other words, this is not in your program. Somebody drops in to your home, you see, and it's and then they recognize, they say that, oh, I'm a friend of the family. I used to know your father, I used to know your sister, and I am from the same village, etc., etc. You're not going to say, bye, good to know you. You're going to say, please come on in, sit down. Would you like a meal?
Acá en este momento, ¿no? En este Akram, en este Gnan, nosotros fuimos los que reciben, los recibidores, somos y después están los invitados. Y esto en India pasa también, que por ahí viene alguien que cae de sorpresa inesperadamente y bueno, se lo trata como un invitado. Y este invitado dice, sí, bueno, yo conocí a tu familia, a tu padre, a tu hermana, a tu hermano, o era de la misma villa donde vivían todos, ¿no? Y entonces le dicen, bueno, entra y le sirven una comida, lo reciben.
Yeah, our Gnani Dipuja Deepak Bhai has taught us for a very long time that we are all guests. We are all hosts, and whoever comes to our doorstep, all of these new people who came, you didn't know them until, you didn't know them. Maybe you knew them as friends, but you really didn't know them. And they came to for this magnificent awakening, you see. And so all of you, everybody in front of me, you were the hosts, you see. You were the hosts. And any idea that, naturally you will, because you're serving, the Gnani gives you special attention afterwards, I'm sure, you see, like a special meeting with all of you who were serving, like Luz and Damian and all of you who were helping in some way or the other. He sits down and has a satsang with you. I don't know whether you got a chance to be with him, just before he was leaving, where he has a special satsang with the workers, the people who really do the work, you know. Did you have such a time with the Gnani before he left?
Tuvieron el tiempo de estar con el Nani, porque siempre el Nani hace una charla para todos los que hicieron Seva.
At the beginning only, not at the end.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well. Okay. Generally, because he must have been very impressed that you guys are fine. He doesn't need to. He saw how, I think he experienced that his absence of 3 years was filled in by something else, you see. In other words, you were in continuous satsang, all of you, you know. It wasn't as if you had gone away from satsang, you see. So in other words, you were, some of you had even gone to where the Gnani is, some of you had come to India or Germany, etc. And so, but he knew that you were all, you had not, in other words, dispersed or dissipated, you see. You were still together, even though it's a small group. You were still very, very tight, and you were very, he will not never say it. Shuddha will say it. He'll never say, "Oh, you guys are really a very good level of understanding." You see, this Gnan, and the experience of the Gnan. He would not say that, but he knows it from the way, just by saying you all, and also from some of the questions that were coming. I didn't get to hear those questions because they did not televise this thing. There was no live stream, you see, so I was not able to see all of that. But I sensed that it would be one good, a very fulfilling visit for the Gnani. Maybe in previous times he would have said, "Well, I don't think it's worth coming back to South America," but at least he left with the understanding that this is pretty deep process that's going on. You can plant 100 ordinary trees, that they're weak, they don't grow, and you can plant one or two really solid trees that no amount of bad weather or storms can break it, you see. And this is what you all represent, very solid trees, with very deep roots. The more you go higher, higher into your light and yourself, the deeper you go in your stillness, you see, your roots go deeper and deeper. The more you grow, the deeper your roots grow, you see, in this foundation, absolute foundation of Akram Vignan,
Yes.
see.
Dice que Pujashri dice que todos somos hospitalarios que recibimos y estamos recibiendo gente que no la conocemos y vienen a este divino despertar, ¿no? Entonces nosotros somos los hospitalarios en el satsang. Y el Nani vio que después de una ausencia de 3 años no nos hemos dispersado, y que estamos unidos, y que con un aumento en el nivel de entendimiento, y esto se puede ver, con solo verlo se da cuenta, ¿no? Y también por las preguntas, con lo cual hay muy buenos sentimientos. Y esto es un proceso muy profundo. Y es como un árbol. Cuanto más crece en altura, más profundiza en sus raíces. Y nosotros somos los árboles, representamos los árboles, ¿no? Y somos árboles sólidos que una tormenta no puede hacer caer. Entonces, seguimos profundizando. El Nani no vino por 3 años, pero nosotros igual estuvimos siempre en satsang, siempre presentes.
Is anybody else?
Shuddha,
Yes.
I have a question. The Gnani said that as long as we are progressing in our path, we are having less intellect and more heart. And I am feeling it, and I'm starting to feel like in defense to the outward world. I don't work as effectively as I did, and I don't want to also. So, how what is going to happen to Damian? Le
Traducilo, traducilo, por
pregunto
favor.
que el Nani dijo que a medida que vamos progresando en el camino, nuestro intelecto va bajando y nuestro corazón va subiendo. Entonces, yo eso lo siento muy profundamente y me siento bastante más inefectivo que antes para trabajar. Ya no trabajo tan bien como antes, ni tengo ganas tampoco. Entonces le pregunto qué va a pasar con Damián.
Yes,
Con Damián, con Cecilia, con todos.
And many of you, yes. You see this two lines of two railway lines, two tracks, two two railway, railroad tracks, on which the train is moving, they're absolutely separate, you see. We enter into the error of believing that there is a connection. The connection is only the middle one within us. The middle one is connected. The middle one, there is the body of Damien, and then there is you, the pure knower seer, the Amapur. The middle one is connected with this discharging effects, and in this discharging effects, all kinds of feelings, bow, and intents will arise, and they come and go. They arise and then they subside, and they arise and they subside. You see, recognize that these belong to our Gnan. Gnan is not much more than feeling good about being in Akram Vignan, you see. The Gnan is the reality of your existence, which in which there is nothing but freedom, absolute freedom, you see. And then those other things are, oh, I feel great because, I feel I'm doing some great work. I'm doing something for Argentina, my people. Be aware of it, that that is all a part of ego. This is ego, you see. This is good ego, positive ego. But it is ego related, you see. And ego is the one who is says, oh, I don't like doing my routine work now. I don't should you know, you know I don't like handling Ashuda doesn't like paperwork, So all of us have a little bit of things here and there, There are a lot of things that Ashuda doesn't like, but now, it is part of the prakriti. That is the prakriti that is having these issues. In your case, my case, everybody's case, the keeping the lines as they are, the relative is absolutely independent and under the influence of scientific circumstantial evidences. The scientific circumstantial evidences that are positive and wonderful, that kind of bring you beautiful feelings and joy, and the so-called feeling good is absolutely independent of the bliss of the self, you see. The bliss of the self is there whether you're in a hospital or where you're flying high and doing the work of Dada, and people are saying, just like they say, messy, 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 they'll say Damian, Damian, Damian in Akram Vignan, you know what I mean? And a time will come. A time will come for, this, if not in this life, there's no difference between this life and the next life. It's just like a night of sleep. We could continue this, this that is happening with reference to us is absolutely separated, And so be aware of it, and it's good. And if it's from your point of view, I'm sorry, I'm speaking too much. From your point of view, you have to kind of encourage Damien. And this is a good good thing that even my dear friend Sirish told me. He says, we have a lot of time at hand, but let's just give number one priority to the work of Dada. When you get up in the morning, your everything is done, give first priority to the work of Dada, and then The rest of the day is to do whatever the work is needs to be done for, for routine stuff, you see, in relative life. That's one thing. But that priority is an internal thing. It's not in your hands, whichever what work you're going to do, you see, and the nature of the file in front of you is such that it will demand your attention, you see. So, and recognize that the file is fine. It needs to be dealt with. It's just so treat it as a file and, the rest of the work, and do it sincerely, as the Gnani says. Whatever work needs to be done, do it sincerely.
But I'm starting to experience, Damien is starting to experience that he doesn't want to deal with that file. It's like tendency of going inside.
Yeah, doesn't want to. Yeah, right. Yeah,
How to
I can deal with it later. I can deal it with later, Yes. Yes. And as long
Sorry,
as
sorry, may,
sir,
sorry.
please, yeah, go on.
May,
I would
please,
need some more
please.
energy to deal.
Acá, bueno, estamos lo que empieza diciendo Yoda, que hay dos líneas. Las líneas del ferrocarril son paralelas y están absolutamente separadas. La conexión que existe entre cada una de las vías, sería entre lo relativo y lo real, es el del medio, es el cuerpo, es el conocedor y el que ve. Y este del medio es el que siente las descargas, ¿no? Y ve cómo las intenciones suben y bajan. Y es reconocer que el Nan es un sentimiento hermoso, ¿no? Y que nos lleva a la absoluta libertad. Piensan, ¿qué hacemos? ¿Qué estamos pensando? Bueno, ¿qué hacemos bien el Seba? Bueno, hicimos bien el Seba, hicimos mucho Seba, pero esto pertenece al ego, buen ego, pero es el ego. Y también está, bueno, no me gusta cómo lo hice, o no me gusta hacer el trabajo de papeleo, pero todo esto es parte del Prakruti, ¿no? Cada uno viene con lo suyo y todos tenemos. Entonces es mantener estas líneas separadas, ¿no? Lo que es lo relativo, y poder ver cuáles son las evidencias científicas circunstanciales. Y todo esto va a traer hermosos sentimientos, te va a ayudar a sentirte bien. Y lo más importante, estar en la dicha del ser. Eso es lo más importante, ¿no? Entonces, para Damián es alentar a Damián, como lo alentás a Messi, alentar a Damián. Y dice Yuda, que hablando con Shirish, dice, bueno, lo primero que hay que hacer a la mañana cuando te levantás es dedicarte a Dada. Y después, el resto del día, haces lo que tengas que hacer, o lo que quieras hacer, ¿no? Según las prioridades. Y si tienes un file al lado o cerca, va a estar demandándote. Bueno, entonces lo haces con absoluta sinceridad. Y con esto que dijiste, ¿no? Como que no querés salir, como que querés ir cada vez para más adentro, ¿no? Y no salir, ahí Yuda va a seguir. Sí, Yuda.
Yes. So, like Damien essentially is saying, is that I need energies, you see. I need are you you're obviously saying you need energies to do this relative work, you see, because for your real work, and all the beautiful things that you are part of, and kind of is being done through Damien for Argentina, is happening really. When you move away from any sense of doing, that I have to do this, that is where all the problems arise, you see. It's not the work. It is, I have to do this, that makes you feel tired, you see. When you so yes, you see, so it's like this, if you go into if If you go into your kitchen and you finished lunch or dinner, and there are a whole bunch of dishes and everything, you see, and you just don't want to touch it, you don't want to do the, put them away in the dishwasher or something. You won't don't want to rinse or anything like
Or
that.
throw in through the window.
Then you'll find it that the reason behind it is that you are seeing it from the view of that you have to do it. You are doing it, you see. Whereas once you really kind of open up the hot water, like the warm water is nice and warm. Take a lot of soap suds and it's really nice now, and it's so easy now, all the dirt, it's just good to get it all the dirt out, and let it run, and all of a sudden you recognize it's happening, and you moved away from the feeling, oh, I hate doing dishes, you see, because you see it's such shiny, clean dishes at the end of it all, you see the results. Or you forget once you start doing. But the belief that I'm doing it, I have to do it, is it makes you feel tired. It makes you, if your daughter says, "Dad, I would you take you can you take me to the mall? I'd like to go here." "No, I'm busy. I'll do it later on," and because you forget. But once you're in the car and you're talking to her alone, all of a sudden, you're glad you're there, So these are these lepaiman bhav, you see. These are these views that kind of get attached to you, and when you realize this view is nothing, this is there is this vyavasthit that is magnificent, and your energies are always there, you see.
Dice, pensamos que necesitamos energía para hacer el trabajo en lo relativo, ¿no? Por ejemplo, cuando vos decís, cuando decimos tengo que hacer, ahí es que surgen los problemas, ¿no? Que ya te sentís cansado antes de hacer nada. Por ejemplo, anoche terminás de cenar y tenés que lavar los platos. Tengo que lavar los platos, voy a la, este y bueno, tenés que limpiar los platos, y la verdad que tenés ganas, lo haces, los pones en, o los tirás por la ventana, los pones en la lavadora, o abrís el agua caliente, dejás que corre el agua, pones todo el jabón que necesitas y después dejás, ves cómo el agua va corriendo y toda la suciedad se va. ¿No? Y después te sentís bien porque ves que todo está brillante y ordenado. Y es lo mismo, por ejemplo, cuando te piden que vayas a un mall, un supermercado de shopping, y ahora no tenés ganas, pero después cuando, si podés, si podés evitar esto de no tengo ganas, estoy cansado, y vas cuando estás en el viaje, estás contento.
So the thing is lepaiman bhavo e jarna bhavo che. In other words, these feelings and intents that are situation, circumstance related and situation related, they are the views and the feelings and intents of the non-self, you see. And you, a chetanna bhavo nathi, tamam lepaiman bhavo te sarvatha nirlep, evo hu shuddhatma chu. So amidst all of these things that tend to anoint and tend to kind of try to attach to me, you see, and bog me down, weigh me down, these, they are part of this unfolding prakriti. They are not the jhad part, you see. And there is no chaitan, there is no it's there is no real energy in that, you see. The real energy of lies in the knowing and seeing of this, you see. I am the knower and seer of this that is happening to Damien or Cecilia or to Gavi. Whatever it may be, sometimes great after wow, I want to do so much work for the Gnani and Dada, and other times, well, there are a lot of other people who can do it. I'm not, I can only do this much, etc. So, all of these views and intents, you see, to the extent that they are positive, encourage it. But understand that they happen under the unfolding effects of scientific circumstantial evidence. So this is, this makes you realize that in all of these things, I'm not the doer. I'm not doing anything, you see. These are, to the extent that it gets done through the evidences that are countless evidences on Damien alone, his mind, his speech, his physical work, his inner stuff, his inner alignment, his inner and external availability of resources, etc. It gets done. This is all coming together. The beauty of Akram Vignani is that it is all coming together very beautifully for countless Mahatmas all over the world, not only for themselves only, but also for how they want to share their energies for the world and others, you see.
¿Dónde está? Todo lo que molesta, ¿no? Vemos que estos sentimientos y estos intentos tienen que ver con el Lepan Bai Babo, que viene es del no ser. Y todo lo que molesta es como que deprime, ¿no? Pero esto forma parte del desenvolvimiento del Prakruti y no es real. Solo pudiendo verlo desde el que conoce, el ser el conocedor y el que ve, lo que le sucede a Damián, a Gaby, a Luz, a todos, es ser el conocedor y el que ve. Y cuando no tenemos ganas de hacer algo, decir, bueno, dice, bueno, otros lo harán. Pero todo esto es ver desde el intelecto, ¿no? Lo que no tengo ganas de hacer y todo eso. Y sucede bajo los efectos desenvolvimiento de las evidencias científicas circunstanciales. Y claramente no somos los hacedores, ¿no? Damián tiene su mente, cuerpo, su palabra, y todo esto viene juntos.
You see, opinions come much later, Marcella. Opinions come way later. This bow, Lepaiman bow, Lepaiman bow is that which you recognize it kind of is the trigger point, you see. It is the trigger point of this relative movement in the relative life. Any kind of activity in the relative life through mind, speech, and body starts with this bow, this view, you see this. And they are all, oh, I need more exercise today. My body is looking thin. I am too fat. Everything, all of these things is associated with it. It's like you're the pure one that was moving in this universe, absolutely pure. And all kinds of things get splashed on you and thrown on you and all kinds of mud and good stuff, and it gets stuck to you see. The positive and the negative that gets stuck to you see. This has to literally leave sooner or later, should it not? Because it will keep you here. This even the other Shri has even said that even this satsang is nothing but an illusion. Even this satsang with me is an illusion. It's a moha. It's an illusory, but it's a good thing. Until it's a very good thing, because that will drive away all the other illusions, you see, so that you can really be free, you see.
Yes. Beautiful. Bueno, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, the
Las
Lepine.
opiniones, yes, las opiniones es Lepine-Bauer. Y eso se reconoce. Viene y es un momento, ¿no? La mente, el cuerpo y el habla comienza con esta visión, ¿no? De las opiniones, ¿no? Tengo que hacer ejercicio, estoy gordo, estoy flaco, todo eso está asociado con las opiniones. Pero eso es el ser puro y tienes y todo lo que venga te va a pegar a ti, lo positivo y lo negativo. Ahora, todo eso hay que dejarlo, porque si no vamos a seguir estando aquí. Todo eso que sucede hay que verlo como una ilusión. Incluso Dada decía que el satsang es una ilusión, pero es una maravillosa ilusión porque barre y quita todas las otras ilusiones.
Yeah, I said this. All doership, Damien, all doership, the entire doership has been absolutely taken away from our hands, you see. We are just only left with his residual sense that I am doing it, but below that there is the realization, Ishvin Rainisele, Ayosoma Pura, Soyama Pura, you know. And so this is the final traces of doership going away. And as these final traces of doership go away, the more the realization of an understanding of Vyavasthit, you see. Oh, yes, more the understanding of Vyavasthita, and vice versa. The more you understand Vyavasthita, the more you are free from doership. See?
That's the next step, understanding Vyavasthita in
Understanding
depth, depth.
Vyavasthita fundamentally is associated with the application of the sadhanas, and more importantly, to you know, more importantly, to see that when something happens which you do not like, you see, then there is your light and your vision of your ability to see what happened is there, you see, is there. And it is in the sense that this that I don't like is good for me. Rather than, oh, it should happen according to the way I want it, you see. So every time, because you know, Damien or Cecilia or so many one of you want to do good work for the other, want to help in the other, right? So
It's not only understanding, it's also beginning to experience, because you feel that the world is going beyond your reach. So it's like as if I were getting longer and longer from things that are going on. It's such a wonderful experience to be close to the Jnani, that it takes 2 to 3 days to begin be able to have a phone call here for my job, for example. So it's different, it's new, and it's scaring, some sort of. What am I going to eat? What am I going to do?
nice. Well, it is all.
Sorry, translate,
Le
Daniel,
digo
please.
que las cosas que yo hacía, que se van cada vez yendo como más lejos y fuera de mi alcance, como que no podés modificar nada, y que estar cerca del Nani es una experiencia tan agradable que te toma 2 o 3 días volver a ser capaz de agarrar un teléfono para hacer un llamado del trabajo o qué sé yo. Entonces, es un
Aterrizar,
poco
aterriza, aterrizar.
asustante. ¿Qué voy a hacer? ¿Qué voy a comer? ¿Qué voy a...? Imagínense ustedes que me ven así con tantos recursos. Para mí, a mí me asusta en un punto.
Beautiful. It's very beautiful what you're describing, and I'm sure you're describing on behalf of all of you here, you know, who are listening. It's the when the Gnani is present, he gives this as a part of his Agnas, you see, in five Agnas. He says, now your work is done, but number most importantly, you know, fifth Agna is to remain in satsang. And in the satsang, the priority is when the Gnani is available. You can have the opportunity to be live in front of the Gnani, right? Now, what does it mean when you, let's dissect that. What does it mean? When you're live in front of this Gnani, Akram Vignani, okay? The beauty of being in front of the Upper Akram Vignani is that you don't have to do anything. Just sit there. Sit in the last seat, sit somewhere, and just soak in, let all the guazu fall on you. And then guazu of knowledge, let it just soak you, fill you up, okay? Don't have to do anything, right? And kind of, you know, it's like that. The Gnani calls it get charged up. You see, get charged. Now, that charge. Anything that gets charged gets discharged, right? You got to recognize that is because otherwise you will be in moksha. You know, hey, you know, it doesn't matter really. It doesn't matter. Then the file of the stomach is there. You see, the file of the body is there. Yeah. All of those files are there when you wake up. So he says, yeah, this is beautiful. That's why people really want the Gnani, you know, wherever they are, they would like to be with the Gnani, you see. That is a stage. This is all of this happens, you see, and it's beautiful, you know. Not only in front of the Gnani, but in when you are with highly elevated spiritual human beings, their followers have the same effect. You see, they, you know, they feel like they're drunk with the wine of spirituality. You know, they don't care for the world. They're not worried about what the world will say. You know. They forget their hunger, they forget their food. Some of them run after the Gnani, you know. And the Gnani himself has said that this Gnan that you have given you is so amazing, beautiful, that you cannot leave. You should not leave the Gnani at all, alone. You should be going after the Gnani only. But he says, what will I do if all of you surround me? The other says, I do a very special thing for you, which other spiritual masters cannot do. I sit inside you. I
Oh.
take a permanent seat inside you, you know. And I'll be there. In fact, you will forget to remember me, but I will be always there reminding you of I'm present there, you see. So this is the magnificence of our Dada, you know, what you're seeking for, it's already is sitting inside you and I, Damien, all of us, you know, Anila, Rosie, Karen, all of us, you know, Christian. It's just sitting there, you know, absolutely non-judgmental, absolutely not finding wrong with anything that we think, do, or speak. Anything, we might do the worst things, and there is Dada, you know. I'm here. I'm here. I made you so pure that none of these things will touch you. I guarantee you. And I guarantee that it will not hold you back in your liberation, in your final liberation. You know, so yes, this is a fantastic phenomenon that happens in front of all highly elevated spiritual beings, and leave alone the Gnani, you know. People who are spiritually and elevated, enlightened in different levels of enlightenment, you know, and they're all over. They're in Brazil, they're in, you know, in Argentina, they're all over the world. Their energies are such, you see, that people like forget the world around them. And then some of them stick up, you know, they hang on, they just run after them, only to find complete disappointment down the line, because so the Gnani says, I don't allow too many people around me all the time, but this is a special energization in the presence of the celestial beings, the Gnanvidhi and Garbha, and all of those things. Everybody forgets everything else. So this is a real phenomenon. The beauty, the difference between that which is happening in Akram Vignan for all of us versus outside for all the other spiritual masters, is that ours plants a magnificent seed inside that can never, that is real, you see, that is real. And it holds us amidst all ups and downs of life and circumstances, all the good things that can happen, good feelings, good lepaiman bhavas, bad lepaiman bhavas, all of those are going to come out. They discharge through mind, speech, and body only, you know. So, yes, this is beautiful. And it is happening. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. As it happens, some of the Kashais will come out, see it for what they are. Lepaiman Bhav, let it unfold. Let it unfold, So, this is
Yes.
the beautiful things that you are all describing,
Lo que describes, Damián, es hermoso, ¿no? Y es estar, estar en las cinco agnas, es tu trabajo, ¿no? Estar en las cinco agnas y esto está hecho, ¿no? Y ahora es fundamentalmente el Agna 5, estar en satsang, estar frente a un nani vivo. Entonces ahí solo necesitas sentarte y dejar permitir que absorbas toda esa energía y que el nan te cargue, ¿no? Suceda y te cargue. Y recordar que todo lo que se descarga también, todo lo que se carga también se descarga. Pero estás en un estado que es hermoso, ¿no? Y todos estamos en este estado tan espiritual. Y es permitirte, y sucede que cuando estamos en ese estado, estamos frente al Nani, estamos frente a una persona espiritualmente elevada, es como que te olvidas de todo. Y Dada dijo unas palabras, dice, yo voy a estar siempre sentado dentro de ti. Entonces tú puedes olvidarte de mí, pero yo voy a estar ahí adentro, sin ninguna clase de prejuicio ni nada por el estilo. Te dice tan puro que vas a llegar a la liberación final. Y a un nani, siempre las personas lo están siguiendo, ¿no? Y quieren estar alrededor de él, porque está él, están todos los seres celestiales, pero él está dentro tuyo y nos sostiene en los buenos momentos, en los malos momentos, cuando se desenvuelven todos los karmas, ¿no? Pero él está allí y permite que todo esté sucediendo. Permita que suceda lo que sucede.
Yeah, so you see, as time passes, you will, every time this happens, but then what happens is it gels inside, Initially, it's like water. I mean, talking about the spiritual energy. Initially, it's a little, it's more liquidy. And then it really becomes gels. It becomes pretty solid, And simultaneously with it, you'll find that the Prakriti has settled down, you see. You see? And It is your presence, exactly as you are, that is actually the nuclear fluid fuel, if you let me use it for a phenomenal expansion of beauty and help for the rest of the world. You see, others, you see, for the rest of others. So this, while this goes on, as the Prakriti becomes more gentle, non-resistant, you see, the celestial beings themselves are very happy with you, along with the Gnani and the whole. Not just the Akram Vignan group in this world. There is this phenomenal energies out there that of divine energies that come to your help, you see, and things start happening beyond your ability to really even comprehend. Wow, Argentina is waking up, or Buenos is waking up. We want it now. You see, we want Chile to wake up now, or something. Hey, it's already, the fuel is already in there, the kind of fuel that is needed is that has become this is the non-violent fuel, nine columns, absolutely magnificent. Gathering steam energy within each one of us, and as an example of that, we have a living example of our dearest Deepak Pai. You can see how he just sits there. Before, he used to literally kind of move around with everybody in the Garba, way back many years. Over the years, now he decides he just wants to sit back and see everybody go, different reasons, But you are all blessed, everyone. You think you only those of you who gathered in Sao Paulo, the hall there, God bless? No, the moment he landed in Sao Paulo, everyone he saw, he was seeing as a representative of the Lord, you see, and the mission of Lord Simandar and Dada. He said nothing else in his heart, no other agenda, no other agenda, lifting them. Anybody who has seen, the Gnani in any lifetime, his connection is made. It starts somewhere, I have a good friend who lives across me in India, in my apartment. He has the deepest feeling that he has saw Dada in one of these horse-driven carriages, in Mumbai. Dada's just saw him, and all of these people saying, "Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Jaikar." But then, and he says, that scene as keeps coming back to me. He took the Gnan from Niruma, you see. And now he has cancer. It's a very bad kind of cancer, cancer of the pancreas, you see,
Oh.
in which only one out of five will live longer than 5 years, The other four leave this world, He's had the best kind of treatment there, and he feel he just goes through the routine of whatever is needed for the body, but he is in our world, in the blissful world, and his punya, his merit karma is such that all the facilities are available. If he was in US, he would have literally struggled, and not only in terms of cost, extra cost, but running around and is essentially the healthcare system here is broken, you see, whereas there it is really getting very, very nice. Many of you have experienced that, you know, in Amba Health Center, you know. And so things, you know, Niruma just had an idea that there'll be a health center. We'll call it Amba. She likes the word Amba. She opened up a chai stall. You know what is a chai stall is? It was made of bricks, but you know, there was nothing when the Simandar City Temple started in Adalat there. And then she says people will need, you know, bhajias, you know, that's fried stuff, you know, and potatoes, and they like a cup of tea. So let's open up a child's chai stall, you know. And so the child's,
Patrick.
yeah, right, you know, just,
Patrick.
Patri.
No dejes hablar tanto.
She's calling me because I let you talk a lot.
I see, I know, but yeah, right here.
It's okay, it's
No, but
okay.
the box is
No
gone.
problem.
I know, I
No,
know.
bueno, como que la parte espiritual al comienzo, con el Nan, primero es como líquida, después se va volviendo cada vez más sólida. Y simultáneamente el Prakruti, se va resolviendo. Entonces tu presencia es exacta, como eres, eres un ser fenomenal para ayudar. Mientras que el Prakruti va volviéndose cada vez más gentil sin resistir. Y los seres celestiales están muy felices, de que todo esto suceda. Y son divinas energías que vienen. Y nosotros tenemos no, y, no, y recibimos todo el combustible. Todo el combustible está disponible y están los nueve escalam también, ¿no? Y cuando estamos todos juntos, entonces la energía es como que se multiplica. Por ejemplo, lo podemos ver a Agnani actual, a Deepak Pai, cómo se sienta. Antes hacía garba, ahora no, ahora se queda sentado, pero un poquito se mueve. Y todo el tiempo esté bendiciendo, ¿no? Y cuando el Nani llega a un lugar y aterriza, cuando aterrizó, por ejemplo, en San Pablo, él es dada, dada, es Dios, ¿no? Y entonces la gente lo mira y inmediatamente es como que va elevando a todas las personas que lo ven y generando un link con Dada. Y cuenta ayuda que tiene un amigo vecino en India que sufre, que tiene cáncer de páncreas, ¿no? Y dice este amigo que lo vio a Dada una vez en un carro, y que inmediatamente se estableció un link con él. Tanto es así que después tomó el Nandvidhi y lo recibió de Niruma. Y dada el cáncer de páncreas es algo difícil, pero él está haciendo el tratamiento, él tiene muy muy buen gran puña, todo está disponible para él. Está el hospital de Niruma que creó, tiene absolutamente todo a su disposición, y él está en paz. Está en paz, y está bien. Hace 5 years you said he's like
No,
with this
generally,
illness.
with this diagnosis, only one in five will survive longer than 5 years.
Yes. Sí, y con esta enfermedad, que es muy difícil, solo viven un año, o uno de cada cinco vive como está viviendo este señor. Y bueno, Niruma decía que había que poner, cuando hizo el hospital, cuando hizo el templo y todo, que había que poner un lugar para tomar chai, té chai. It's okay, that I understand. Did I understood it? This
Understood. I know
the
that's.
chai store that Niruma said
Oh, yes,
the
right. Yes,
hospital.
and you know, so in other words, it started in such small beginnings, like Damien is a great example. Starts with a small beginning. She says, it's the vision. Look at Niruma. with the vision. She's just the vision. There was nothing, dry land in Simandu City, nothing would grow there. And that's where now this whole thing is arisen. In the same way, but after it was built, the temple was built, Sri Mandir, says we should have tea because people come, they like to have tea. So it started with a child at, now, tea stall. And now it's like we are making bread and cookies and chocolates and everything, all kinds of eatable goodies,
Ice creams,
ice
ice
creams.
creams.
And it goes all over it. Now they're packaging it like, it's like a business it's become. Same thing, yeah, same thing with the hospital, It was meant to be a clinic for poor people, and now rich or poor, everybody wants to come there, And it's going to expand into a much bigger hospital with everything, They're doing all kinds of surgeries there, you see. So, and nobody is asked, will pay the money first. No one. If you go into any other hospital in Ahmedabad, they will say, deposit 100,000, 1 lakh rupees, 2 lakh, 200,000 rupees before you can, go for surgery, you see. This one here, no. Where does the money come from? Nobody knows. It just comes. This is the beauty of it, you see.
Bueno, la visión de Niruma comenzó con construir un trimandir, y bueno, la visión de Niruma era construir el trimandir, y allí no había nada, nada crecía, pero ella construyó el trimandir. Y después pensó, dice, bueno, la gente que viene hasta acá, después podrá. Tendrá ganas de tomar un té, entonces se abrió una tienda para tomar el té, el chai, y después empezaron a vender galletitas, helados, tortas, y comidas y toda clase de cosas. Y después el hospital, y el hospital primero era chiquito y después fue creciendo, expandiéndose, y van a seguir expandiéndolo para hacer toda clase de cirugías allí. Pero nadie piensa en el dinero, y el dinero aparece. And I want to share something of my experience. Cecilia went to the dentist and she was very nervous. So everybody, the doctors and the nurses, start singing Dada Bhagwan and the music. And really, it's beautiful because they are all Mahatmas, you know? Le estaba contando a Yuda que acompañé a Cecilia al dentista y estaba nerviosa y todos se pusieron a cantar Dada Bhagwan sin Cheche Carjo y que realmente, bueno, todos son mahatmas y no podés tener miedo y estás es maravilloso, es maravilloso. Y todo es, si compras medicamentos o vitaminas, todo es muy, muy, muy económico, muy económico.
Very good. So let us, yes, Gabi, we will, can we, Gabi, can we, yeah, let's take Gabi's question, then we take a break, huh? Yes, Gabi?
Yes, yes.
Chitana,
Yes,
quería
Sudhat
saber
Mahabhagwan.
en qué momento el ego deja de atribuirse la experiencia de ver y conocer.
¿Estás ahí, Dami?
Sí. In what moment the ego stops to get the experience to know and see? What stops experiencing to know and seeing? What time the ego stops experiencing the knowing and seeing?
Yeah, it is called the discharge ego. The moment the discharge ego discharges, you see it through so many ways: subtle, gross ego, subtle ego, subtler ego. These three types of egos. Gross ego is openly, hey, shut up, don't do anything. That's gross ego. Subtle ego is all of these kashas, you see, anger, pride, deceit, greed. And subtler ego is this I-ness. I-ness is called I-ness. I-ness. But You have to listen to me, but I don't feel like doing it, you know, but this is how I feel. Yeah, I know beautiful Gnan, but this is what's going on to me. We see. See that subtle I-ness, you see? That is also ego, subtle I-ness, you see. There these three types of egos are there and they're discharging now, you see. Go ahead, translate.
Bueno, cuando se están descargando los egos, ¿no? Estos karmas, ¿no? Hay un karma sutil, hay un karma evidente y hay uno que es más sutil todavía. El karma evidente es, pues, cállate la boca, no me molestes, andate. Después está el sutil que tiene que ver con los kayais, la ira, el orgullo, la codicia y el engaño. Y después está el más sutil que es el yo, el que tiene que ver con escúchame, las cosas son así y eso. Entonces, en ese momento que está sucediendo, no estás estás perdiendo el contacto con la visión del alma pura.
Yeah, you see, and the fourth kind of ego, Gabi, is the subtlest ego, which is I am Gabi, you see, and it's destroyed in the Gnanvidhi, you see. So instead of when the I am Gabi, fundamentally, you know, that ego, the subtlest ego, the very foundation of this entire Gabi structure, what has been destroyed in the Gnanvidhi. Now it's like now the rest of it is going to just discharge away, fall off, dry up. In other words, the tree will look the same from outside, but you see, the main root has been cut. The main root has been cut, so you know, come after 6 months, many, many brown leaves, and then after 2 years, 3 years, you know. And then the branches are getting deteriorated. This is how it is. It's from the inside, you see. But all the other egos, the fundamental, which in the fundamental ego is gone. Now the other egos you can see now. You see, you and I see those egos, you see. You get angry, you get upset, you know. That is when Gabi gets upset, it is Gabi getting upset. Who is getting upset? The ego doesn't like it. You have to say, you don't like it, but I like it because it is discharging, you see.
Bueno, en esto el más sutil de todos es yo soy Gaby, pero esto fue absolutamente destruido en el Nanvidi. Ahora lo que sucede, bueno, es la descarga de estos karmas, ¿no? Y el yo soy Gaby es la raíz del árbol. Eso fue cortado en el Nanvidi y bueno, tipo después ves que esas raíces fueron cortadas y empiezan las hojas a volverse marrones, a caerse, el árbol comienza a secarse hasta que desaparece totalmente. Tal vez ahora como que es un proceso de tiempo que lleva para que esté totalmente cortado el ego. Dice, pero la diferencia es que ahora lo puedes ver. Puede ser que al ego no le guste, pero vos que sos la conocedora y la que ve, sí te gusta.
Yeah, sí. Okay, so now he says, when does it leave? It leave, you know, this is what all our satsang is about. The question was, when do you become the knower and seer? You became the knower seer in the Gnanvidhi, you see. But all these years, your knowing and seeing has increased. All these years you've been in Agnas, your knower and seer has risen, you see, and the ego is slipping away, washing away in the river along with it. So you see, every time you're in the Agna, when you see relative, this is real, this is vyavasthit, there is no ego, you see. There is no ego, you see. So the ego disappears. Ego doesn't exists when you are present. You, Ishvindrayanasele, I am Eo Soyamapura, Soyamapura, then there is no ego, you see. And so you, and then you see with this vision, so Amapura, the other person is also Amapura. This is wild reactions, you see. And so the ego is not there. So, this ego means that which holds back. Ego says,
Claro. Pero
no.
se atribuye como el crédito de eso. El ego el ego como al menos como lo experimento yo es que y es la parte como más peligrosa que siento, porque cuando estoy viendo y conociendo mi ego siente que como que llegué a algún estado, como que estoy en algún lugar. Y eso es como que en algún punto se eleva y siento que se eleva como el cajáis, como del orgullo.
No
Entonces,
entiendo la
¿ah?
pregunta. No puedo entender eso que estás diciendo para traducir.
Pucha, Cris.
Decímelo, sujeto predicado. ¿Vos, Cristian, podés?
Debe ser
Dale.
un tema del Paracruti chileno, yo creo que la entendí. Lo que
Ok.
está preguntando es que el ego se atribuye el hecho de estar.
Traducirle ayuda.
Ok, déjame preguntarle si entendí bien a la Gaby, porque
Sí.
lo que yo entiendo que tú le estás preguntando es en qué lugar o cuándo se termina de que el ego crea que se ha autorrealizado y crea que es el ego el que está autorrealizado, en realidad no es uno el que está autorrealizado.
Sí,
Eso es.
porque es como, sí, porque como que se atribuye esta diferencia como entre espiritualidad y realización en el fondo. Es como que el ego, en la medida que se va como volviendo cada vez más bueno o menos denso, es como que empieza a atribuirse el que ha llegado a algún estado especial,
Ya.
como
Con la primera
eso.
parte de
Y
la
está un
pregunta
poco
primero.
en el, pero sí,
Sí.
eso.
Okay. It's dear Shuddha Jay Sachidanand,
Yes, I see that, Christian.
the question is, when does the ego start to acknowledge to himself that he is enlightened, and when it does really goes to the outer realization? Because when sometimes, as Gabriela says, the ego can think that it's enlightened or realized and thinks that he is enlightened. What is the difference between being really realized,
Yes.
self-realized, than that the ego thinks that he is enlightenment? That's the difference from spirituality or out self-realization. That's
Yes. The anytime there is a sense of suffering, all right, then it is the ego. In this world, there is only two things. There is the ego and there is the Amapura. There's the ego and there's the Amapura, you see? And the ego is absolutely blind, you see, cannot see, not with these eyes, cannot understand, you see? Whereas the Amapura can see completely and understands everything. It's a light. Ego is darkness, you see? Now, very simple. It's as simple as night and day. This that you and I are experiencing, this bliss, is not anything that can be compared with any kind of pleasure in this world. You see, this thing is the light of the self. In the light of the self, you can see all of this plays of the ego, the tortures and the torments and the pleasures of the ego. Suffer is not only suffering of pain, there's suffering of pleasure only. So this is happening separate from you. So when you can see this is happening to Gabi, you are already enlightened. Don't forget about the enlightenment. Your all other concepts of enlightenment. Go ahead, translate this much, and then we go further.
Okay, La sensación del sufrimiento es el ego. El ego es ciego, no entiende y es oscuridad. Y después está el alma pura, que entiende, es luz y es dicha. Y no hay placer tan grande como estar en el alma pura. En lo relativo hay placer y hay sufrimiento también. Pero está sucediendo fuera de ti y vos sos la que lo ve.
See, this as you do not have to kind of completely break away from I am Gabi and this is happening to me. You see, it automatically goes away when the light is on with I also am Apura, so I am Apura. It be or this becomes Gabi. This is Gabi. You see, with Soyama Pura, this Gabi becomes in front of you something that you can see. You see, and the ability to see Gabi is self-realization. You see, when you see the entire complex of Gabi and the way she is feeling, behaving, you know, suffering, enjoying, etc., when you can see that. You are you are enlightened. The more you see Gabi, the more enlightened you are. That's it. You don't have to see the rest of the world. Just see Gabi. You see, through Gabi, because Gabi is the medium through which you see the world. When you close your eyes at night, Gabi closes her eyes and you cannot see what's happening. But you can see Gabi going to sleep. You can see Gabi. You're aware of Gabi when she wakes up. You are aware that Gabi is not, you know, it needs a little coffee, etc. You are aware of all of these things. That awareness is who you are. And that awareness has no limitations. That awareness is beyond Gabi, you see. Forget about enlightenment, the word light, you know. It is, you know. When you walk out of a dark room into bright sunlight, you don't need any experience. You're already there. You see? Oh, this all light, you can see everything. Whereas there's no light, you know, you just kind of bang against this and you have to feel, where am I? You know? In the same way, now you know exactly where you are. It's not a physical light. You know exactly where you are. Soyama Pura is not words. It is this light of a thousand suns, you see. This light is, it can spread anywhere. You see, dear Gabi, there is no ego there in that light. In that light, in that seeing, there is no ego. So, but initial practice of seeing will come through five agnas. You see, this is relative, this is real. This and also in the we are now also shutting the intellect down with the agna of vyavasthit. You see, the intellect shuts up when the vyavasthit comes in. You see, so with that, and there is no ego in the five agnas. You see, so this way, beautiful energies of the self start arising, and your questions about the ego. Nobody can see the ego, and yet it is the biggest reason for human suffering. You see, nobody can see the ego. You see, you know, but they see it when it's you see it when people hit each other or help each other. You see, this ego. Helping each other is also ego. Hitting each other, throwing bombs at each other is also ego. And separate from all of the hitter and the helper is this magnificent, blissful self within all, which is who I am, and that is who they are too. All of these people, that is who they are. Really, Amapuras. You know. Yeah, right, my dear. And you know, like you, yeah, sorry, go on.
Yes. Bueno, bebé, No es que tengas que romper con Gaby, ¿no? Sos alma pura y Gaby está y está frente a ti. Y la habilidad es, y la habilidad de poder ver la Gaby frente a ti es la realización del ser. Cuanto más la ves a Gaby, más iluminado te vas volviendo. Ver a Gaby dormir, que se va a dormir, que se prepara un cafecito, eso es conciencia. La conciencia es ilimitada. Por ejemplo, estás en una habitación que está completamente oscura. Abres la puerta y sales al día y hay luz. Sales y hay luz y ya sabes dónde estás. Esta luz, la luz del alma pura, es más fuerte que un millón de soles. En la luz no hay ego. Y es practicando, ¿no? Inicialmente silenciando la mente, cantando o rezando, como que va silenciando la mente. Y el ego no existe en las cinco agnas. Y cuando esto sucede, entonces maravillosas energías del ser surgen. Y nadie puede, el problema es que nadie puede ver el ego. Podemos ver el ego en situaciones donde hay personas que se están peleando, que están ayudando. Eso es ego. Pero vos podés ver eso y sabés que vos sos la dicha infinita, que sos alma pura y que todos los demás también son almas puras.
Sí, María, so the we've had a wonderful session today, especially in view of the presence of Gnani on you in your land,
Yes.
where the Gnani Purush, wherever he walks, new pilgrimages are created, you see. But more whoever he touches through his Gnan Vidhi, temples of liberation are created. These are all temples of liberation. This is a temple of liberation, our own body, you see. And inside, there is the view of equanimity of all gods and all religious views. Everybody, nobody's wrong. They're all correct from their viewpoints. And then there is this view of the enlightened one that you and I are inside, you see, inside that temple. This body has become a temple, you see, the physical body. The ego has been replaced by the light of the self, you see. Who am I? I am Amapura. And this is the Amapura that is in the presence of the Amapura. Now, this presence, this very presence of the Amapura is helping us become free from this Lipayman Bhav, I don't feel enlightened. I think I'm enlightened, but I'm not because I'm doing all kinds of bad things. You see? That is what the people are in the karmic path and other spiritual paths get totally confused. How can I be enlightened if I do bad things?
That's good. Dice que este es un satsang muy, muy especial, ya que viene de haber estado con el Nani y que su presencia sigue despertando y liberando a todas las personas. Entonces y despertando y hay nuevos peregrinos, ¿no? Y donde toca el Nan Vidhi, la gente despierta conciencia. Y todos somos templos de liberación dentro de la ecuanimidad. Y la visión del iluminado dentro del templo, que es nuestro cuerpo físico. El ego queda colapsado, ¿no? Porque queda colapsado en la luz del ser, en el alma pura. Y estar en presencia del alma pura ayuda. Entonces, pero creo, digo, ¿cómo voy a estar iluminado si hago malas cosas, ¿no? Mucha gente piensa eso.
So my friends, we kind of ran out of time in terms of your break, but thank you for being
With
here. Sorry, go on.
No, thank you, Shuda. Thank you. What a beautiful satsang as always.
I do want to emphasize that this new Dadavani of July is magnificent, absolutely magnificent, in terms of many stuff that
About speech,
well, the speech is the June one,
the June,
and then
amazing.
amazing the speech. Yes, I think that the speech part. Yeah, I will leave it to you to really go in the next one once we finish this current Dadavani. Maybe we could go into the speech part, okay? All right. And, or this other, even one, this is very beautiful, this July one, is that it's about the, if you meet such a pure one, then you are, then you get liberated. So meeting the pure one, and it is not about the qualities of the pure one, except that it just it has a lot to do. It gives you a lot of details about the purity, the word purity, with different Apta Sutras and different parts of Aptavani 9. What is it that prevents our purity? You see. Complete purity. We have become pure inside, but how do we become completely pure, like the Gnani, pure, pure. And it's magnificent. It's really one of the finest I've seen on the words of purity, you see. So you decide. I've shared with you the link, and I will also officially share it, with emails.
Shuddha dice que el Dadavani, que quieren remarcar el Dadavani de julio porque es realmente magnífico, y habla sobre la pureza, ¿no? Cuando encuentras a un ser puro, inmediatamente te liberas. Y habla de la pureza, ¿no? Habla mucho de la pureza. Y después está el de junio, que habla es sobre el habla.
All right, so,
Patri, ¿qué año? ¿Julio y junio de qué año? ¿Ahora de este
De este,
2026?
yes. Yes, June 2026 and July 2026, ¿no?
Yes,
Yes, yes.
and if you see it in the chat, I've given the June 2026, I mean, sorry,
Sí.
July 26, which,
Sí. Si miran el mail, el contacto, van a ver que es junio y julio de 2026.
You see, and if you just, it's very easy. If you see the link for the July, it says July 26. Do you see the link? I've say, given it somewhere here.
Acaba de subir el link, si lo pueden ver.
I've sent, at 9:51.
¿Dónde está el link?
And the link is, let me just, I can repost the link, okay? I will repost it in the chat here.
Acá.
And then also, if you, that's the link for the July one. If you can open it, you can see it. It is magnificent. And the June one, as Damien said, is on speech, you see. And so you can, instead of, you can see in the chat letters, DV means Dadavani in small. And then July, instead of July, if you write June 2026 dot PDF, you will get the June Dadavani, you see? And so now you open this up, then both all of you, decide, share with each other, and decide which one is you'd like to go next in our after we finish our current April 2025 Dadavani on Gnata Drashta.
Y el de abril es el Natadrashta.
Yeah, we have a lot to go because Shuddha goes, she goes very deep into these things, but
We work deep with Natadrashta.
Yeah, Gnatadrashta is the
I
old.
don't know how much more there is,
Yeah,
but it was
there.
very interesting, yes.
Yeah, Gnatadrashta, we are on page 87 or 84. And Gnatadrashta ji is it's about 100 and something pages,
Patri,
Bueno,
te
en
pregunto.
página 47, 87, 84 está el Natadrashta. Sí, corazón, perdón, decime.
No, 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 disculpa. Sí, que nos avise cuál va a querer continuar, con cuál va a querer continuar después de este que estamos viendo para
Para
hacer la producción.
prepararlo. Suda Cecilia is asking which one we are continuing.
We're continuing. We have to finish. We have to finish the Dadavani of
June.
April. No, we currently we're doing April. April
April,
to
okay.
April 2025, right?
Estamos
28.
en.
Well, currently, the Gnatadrashta, the one that you have done GDS,
Yes.
Gnatadrashta-S. Yeah, that is usually okay. So in there are. We're on page 21 in Gujarati, and there are a total of 20. We got more 5 more pages to go on the Gujarati, and in so we've got quite a few weeks to go in Gnatadrashta. This is this you're getting access to the English one because then you'll have to translate into Portuguese. I mean, in Spanish, and then we will, this is magnificent work. Translate both; they are fantastic. I think I'm going to lean. I think both are very good. The one in speech is very good, and so is this one. You decide. All right.
Dice que todavía nos faltan 4 o 5 páginas de Gnatadrashta, que es el de abril, y después, bueno, los dos Dadavanis, tanto el de junio como el de julio, son maravillosos, así que traduzcan el que quieran porque son maravillosos. Tú que elijamos, que elijas.
All right.
Elijan.
Yeah.
Sí, bueno.
All right, Cecilia.
Pregunto a Cecilia, por eso digo, elija. ¿Está bien, Ceci, así? Pregunta ayuda.
Sí, perfecto.
All right.
Okay. Perdón, aquí hoy día se compartió el de julio. ¿Teníamos antes compartido el de junio? Está
Sí,
en el.
yo lo había mandado,
¿Tú
pero
lo
estaba en
tienes?
inglés.
Dale, dale,
Todavía
te
no está
confío entonces.
traducido,
Por eso, porque como
Just.
hay un montón de material para traducir, ¿qué es lo que ponemos en
Ah,
prioridad?
okay.
Perfecto.
Yeah, just like this, a paragraph in English, paragraph in Spanish, you see, like
Spanish.
this, like we have, just like we've been doing, so that when we read, we can go straight, into, we can, you can go deeper into it because many of you would have participated in this translation, you see, and kind of finalize the Spanish part of it, you see.
Bueno, lo vamos a hacer, no sé, como siempre, la parte, el párrafo en inglés y después la traducción en castellano.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you, Shuddha. Yay,
Sachitananda.
gracias, Patri.
Thank you. Gracias a todos.
Gracias,
Thank you. Gracias, Mahatma.
Yes, yes,
Bello.
yes. Enjoy the World Cups, Lot to learn from the World Cup. Lot to learn from the World Cup. When you watch it, you'll see so many prakritis. You see the Japanese player playing. You see the Norwegian players play. You see the, Ecuador people play. So you see
Different
different
cultures, different cultures.
cultures and prakritis and the way they approach it. It's a lot to learn, not just the goal. Sometimes it's tiring to say what they're going back and forth, and but there's a lot to learn about prakritis, and
Bien.
evidences. Yes,
Bueno,
wonderful.
hay mucho, mucho que aprender de la Copa, del Mundial este, ¿no? Mucho prakriti, mucha cómo se van desenvolviendo. Yes. Well.
All right, Shuddha Bhagavan, wonderful to
Sí,
see you.
Sachidananda.
Highest namaskaras. Jai
Sí,
Sachidananda.
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 Gracias a todos.
Yeah, Jai Sachidananda.
Sí,
Yeah, and Arman,
Sachidananda.
everyone, yes.
Hey, sí, Sachidananda.
Everyone.
Sachidananda. Sachidananda.
Jai Sachidananda. Let me stop recording.